Welcome, compassionate viewers, to another episode of Good People, Good Works. Today we'll explore the concept of fair trade, which uses fair pricing to promote just, sustainable commerce between farmers and workers in developing nations and companies in the developed world. Fair trade items are consumer products such as tea, flowers, and cotton goods produced in an environmentally friendly manner by growers and producers in developing nations who enjoy decent working conditions and receive fair market value for the fruits of their work. The concept of fair trade has existed for over 40 years, but it was not until 1988 that the first fair trade labeled product was released, and since then a formal certification program has been established. The popularity of fair trade branded goods has skyrocketed, with over $2.5 billion spent globally on such items in 2007, aiding 7 million people in 58 developing countries. Today's guest is Harriet Lamb, Executive Director of the Fair Trade Foundation UK, who will provide insights into fair trade's philosophy and how the foundation has bettered the lives of people around the world.
Well, fair trade is a citizens' movement for change, connecting producers in developing countries with people over here who buy their products to make sure that farmers and workers really do get a fair deal for their products.
Okay, when did you first get involved in fair trade?
Well, back in the late 1990s, I was working for another organisation, actually researching how can it be that bananas in our shops here in Britain have got cheaper and cheaper? How can it be that you can do that without someone somewhere paying the price? And so I went with the trade union movement, actually, to Costa Rica, where I met farmers and workers who'd been victims of that kind of price cutting. They were using chemicals without proper safeguards, with devastating effects. And so the people I met in the banana industry, they were all thinking there has to be another way to do trade that puts the farmer and the worker first. And at that time, the coffee farmers from Mexico had joined up with consumers in the Netherlands and had come up with this idea of fair trade. I came here to the Fair Trade Foundation in the UK, where our work has obviously been about raising the awareness of the public here in Britain so that they want fair trade products, so that then business offers them, and so therefore we can grow more and more opportunities for the farmers and workers.
In 1992, the foundation was established in the UK by the non-profit organisations, the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, Christian Aid, Oxfam, Tradecraft, and the World Development Movement. Ms. Lamb says that its inception, the foundation has made great strides towards accomplishing its goals.
We've seen an idea become something that's absolutely beginning to take its rightful place in mainstream trade in this country. And so that now if you go into some of the big supermarkets in Britain, the leading supermarkets like Marks and Spencer's or Sainsbury's, actually you'll find all their own label, tea and coffee, is fair trade. If you go into a Starbucks, coffee stores in the UK, all their coffees will be fair trade.
The fair trade premium is a sum of money paid on top of the fair market value for products. The producers democratically choose how to invest this additional money in various social, environmental, and economic development projects to benefit their communities.
Would you explain to our viewers how fair trade can quite literally transform the lives of local farmers?
I met a wonderful farmer called Amos Wilkshire in the Windward Islands, which are small Caribbean islands, completely dependent on growing bananas. The whole economy and everybody in it grows bananas. That is the heart of their economy. But they had been going downhill and downhill and downhill because they simply couldn't compete with cheap plantation bananas from big multinational companies. Amos said, we have to do something about this. And he'd heard about the idea of fair trade. And so he got the farmers organised locally, And meanwhile, we were working here in Britain, and indeed one of the major supermarkets, Tesco's, at that point said, yes, we'll stock fair trade bananas because the public keep asking us for them, and yes, we'll buy them from the Windward Islands. And from that moment on, there was a complete transformation of that island. Firstly, when they began to get the extra money from fair trade, they created a sports field where young men could play cricket and could play football. When the next lot of premiums came in, they put up street lighting to make it safer. As the extra money began to flow, gradually hope came back to the island, back to the people. And now if you go to visit that same island and you meet the farmers, the pride with which they show you round, and they show that we, the farmers, we put the computers in that school and we put the sterilising equipment in that hospital. And indeed the Prime Minister of Dominica came to Britain and he gave evidence in an inquiry in the Houses of Parliament here in London where he said fair trade has been the saviour of our island, that it has enabled us to turn around our economy and given us hope that there's light at the end of a tunnel.
We'll take a short pause for some brief messages and return with more from our interview with Harriet Lamb of the Fair Trade Foundation. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Fair trade's a global movement spanning 80 countries. We're working with farmers and workers in 58 developing countries. And there are now 22 countries where you can buy products with the fair trade mark. And one of the most advanced markets here in the UK, where there are today some 5,000 different products you can buy with the fair trade mark on them.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works, featuring the Fair Trade Foundation, which promotes just, sustainable trade between farmers and workers in developing nations and companies of the developed world through fair pricing. The Fair Trade Foundation is a member of the Fair Trade Labelling Organisations International, or FLO, based in Bonn, Germany, which sets standards including minimum prices and fair trade premiums. Over 20 fair trade countries work in conjunction with networks of producers located in developing nations worldwide. In order to participate in the certification process, a producer must meet minimum social, economic, and environmental requirements and show progress in improving the conditions of workers. Not all products from a single producer can be sold under fair trade terms, as there is sometimes a lack of buyers. Fair Trade Labelling Organisations International helps in such cases by seeking out more businesses that may be interested in purchasing the products. Harriet Lamb, Executive Director of the Fair Trade Foundation UK, now speaks more about the Fair Trade way of doing business.
When you meet the farmers and when you hear about how they have, against enormous odds, managed to transform the situation of their communities, it's very humbling and it's very inspiring, and it really gives a hope of how we can begin to really create huge momentum for change. Perhaps just to give you one example of when I visited some cotton farmers in India. Like all small farmers, their single biggest problem is a lack of access to credit. They've got a crop they sell once a year, they run out of money just when they need it to buy seeds or to employ people to help with the harvest. They go to the bank and the bank won't give them a loan. So they're forced to go into the money lenders. So the first thing these farmers did was when they came into fair trade, they got organised, selling their product on fair trade terms. Now, they were bubbling over with plans about how they were going to bring clean drinking water to the village, they were going to invest in the education of the children as the future of their villages.
Is fair trade connected with mitigating global warming? Ms. Lamb says that when farmers earn fair wages, they are more likely to observe the natural rhythms of nature, grow organically, and avoid felling forests.
I think it's really important that we look at how we tackle climate change together with looking at how we tackle poverty. Because the two are interconnected. It's not that one's more important than the other. They're both absolutely absolutely the two biggest challenges facing the world today. We are also addressing both tackling poverty and climate change. And there are some fantastic things we can do where the two come together very naturally. For example, we're working with gatherers of Brazil nuts in Bolivia who go into the Amazon rainforest and gather the nuts. Through fair trade, through making sure that those gatherers are getting a fair price for their Brazil nuts, they now have a stake in protecting the Amazon forest. And that's an example of where you can both tackle poverty and climate change at the same time. And very, very often what the farmers do when they begin to get a fair price is they invest in minimising their environmental impact. I met, for example, coffee farmers in Costa Rica who've reduced by a factor of 10 their use of water in washing coffee, simply by a new way they found of recycling the water. And so they're always innovating and finding ways to minimise their environmental impact, including very often going organic. And one of the very exciting new products to come onto the market here in Britain this year, and indeed in the USA, is olive oil from Palestine. We've worked very closely with two small companies, Zaytoon and Equal Exchange, who knew the olive farmers in Palestine and were determined to do something to help those farmers have a better future. Fair trade, they say, really gives them hope of a better future, and it can help build the economic underpinning of peace. Because unless farmers have an economic stake in the situation, it is far harder for them to help build peace in their countries. At the heart of it is about empowering those farmers and workers, changing them from people who are just at the end of a long supply chain to people who are right at the heart of the business. And indeed, one farmer once said to me, I used to be someone who just loaded boxes onto a lorry. In this new system, I'm an international businessman.
For more details about the Fair Trade Foundation, please visit www.fairtrade.org.uk. We salute Harriet Lamb and the others at the Fair Trade Foundation for their dedication and vision in working to better the lives across the world. May we all follow their example and treat our planet's inhabitants as our brothers and sisters. Thank you, esteemed viewers, for joining us today on Good People, Good Works. Up next is The World Around Us, after Noteworthy News. May we all have peace in our hearts.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.